This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you that will not stand during the national anthem, we will buy you a one-way ticket to the communist country of your choice, even a Muslim nation. You can go back to your dry sand, your caves, and the such, and you can go back there and complain about how bad it is over here. But again, friends, if you want to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And by the way, P.S., friends, that's what we're going to be talking about in a couple minutes here, friends. We're going to talk about a whole plethora of things concerning this Colin Kaepernick. Is that his name? If I'm saying it wrong, correct me. 1-866-582-9933. Oh, P.S., for those that didn't know, Colin Kaepernick converted to Islam before his anti-American stance. America, when are you going to begin to play the patriot that you've been entrusted to play? Because, folks, enough is enough. You know, again, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments here. Folks, again, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or you can go over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean double E, on my Twitter account, and my Facebook is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean. Got about 540,000 people now interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate that because you understand, as I do, that there is freedom nowhere where someone hasn't first fought and sacrificed to attain it. Amen. We understand that because when we look to our history, we can see just that. When we look to the present, we can see just that as well. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm sorry, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I literally have in front of me right now two screens. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 tabs pulled up right now because there's so much I want to hit on concerning this Colin Kaepernick guy, okay? So again, I'm putting a little salt on your tongue, a little sporadic today, spraying, peppering you a little bit. But again, folks, just hang with me. We'll begin to track because, folks, my gun is loaded per se. Folks, if you want to, again, call in 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me go to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, friends, just to give you some highlights going on across the boards from East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way up to Minnesota. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Policeman prays with flood victims. The Red Cross tells them to stop. Folks, again, we spent some time on this last Saturday. You've never lost the right. You got to keep in mind that God has bestowed these rights upon you. Your rights did not come from the generosity of the state. They came from the hand of God. John F. Kennedy rightly said that. And when you look at your founding documents, that's exactly right. You have the right to pray, friends. You're not asking again for the devil, his permission to obey God in any sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Germans getting fed up with Muslim migrants after the fact, friends, after they're being plundered, after they're being depleted of their finances, after the dictator wannabe Mrs. Angela Merkel over there, folks. I mean, look at her. Does she look like she's on some dangerous psychotropic drugs or what? Smacking the German flag and saying it belongs to Islam? Tell me she's not taking orders. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. DHS, been talking about this, been giving you the forewarning on this for a long time, but here we have the Department of Homeland Security. Scrubs, again, this is brand new, friends. August 28th, this is just from yesterday night. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, decides to scrub nearly 1,000 terrorists from terrorist database. I just got to let that set in again so you understand who's doing the attacking here. Terrorism, government by intimidation, is the original definition of the word. Government by intimidation, that's exactly what you're dealing with here again today. It's not a foreign government attacking you, friends. It's your government. And it is foreign to our government, but they are under the guise of our representatives in this country that are attacking you. But again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Department of Homeland Security, notice the word scrubs nearly 1,000 potential terrorists from terrorist database. Folks, I am telling you what, we have some serious things coming our way. Just yesterday, I spent my time reading the Book of Lamentations, and if you think this is a game in any sense of the word, it is not a game. Folks, we're going to be in a position where we wish we weren't, and we're going to be in a position as well where we wish we would have responded when we had the time to respond. Let not that be our legacy for our posterity, friends. Let's respond today, because the right time to do the right thing is right now. And let me ask you, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? Only you can answer that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have an interview here. New Black Panther leader destroys Democrat politicians. We're being pimped like prostitutes, and they're the big pimps pimping us politically. Exactly right. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com again. Guest on C-SPAN shows instructs caller on measures to decrease prejudice but exhibits prejudice in response. Of course, just pay attention to what they say, friends. And pay attention first and foremost to what they do, Matthew 7, verse 14. Right? You judge them by their fruits. But here you have someone talking out of both sides of their mouth. Sounds like a politician to me, doesn't it? Which is a slang word. It's a word that degrades, folks. We have representatives. We have statesmen, stateswomen in this country, not politicians, but you've been conditioned to allow politicians to remain seated in the incumbency in the United States of America concerning their representative position. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The entire lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender narrative just crumbled. Folks, it crumbled a long time ago. There is no premise. There is no ground to take when it comes to that which is an abomination in the sight of God. Exodus 22. I'm sorry, Leviticus 20, verse 13, Leviticus 18, 22, Romans 1, 24. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Julian Assange tells America there's more Clinton dirt coming, folks. You know, at this point, with the American people, I think they're just going to go ahead and dare the justice of God by tolerating more of the Clintons until she gets into the place of power where she can destroy. And I said a place of power on purpose because that is not her place. Her place, or any other that represents we the people all the way to the executive office, they are still there. They are still ruled by the law. They are still there to enforce the laws of our constitutional republic. And if they fail to do so, then you deal with them lawfully. Article 2, Section 4, correct? Yep. What was it that Edmund Burke rightly said? He said, kings become tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Let me say that again. Edmund Burke said this. Edmund Burke was the guy that said evil prevails because good men do nothing. But he also said that kings become tyrants through policy because subjects become rebels from principles. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Colin Kaepernick converted to Islam before his anti-American stance. Let's take some of these things in stride, okay? Let's dissect some of the things that are being talked about, because this is important stuff, and of course I'm going to bring it back to the Word of God and expose all of the stupidities that the American people tolerate, or in any other country that makes their gods sports. Because, friends, I want to tell you something. That's exactly what's happened in this country. The American people have made their gods the sports teams of the day. Oh, and don't doubt me, because when you go back and you look at nations that have been judged by God, in Jeremiah 11:13, it tells us, "For your gods are as many as your cities." Every city you go to, friends, they got a basketball team, a baseball team, hockey team, football team. They all got their own mascots. They all got their own names. Yep, they sure do. And going again back to King James, "For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah." This was a nation that was judged because it didn't listen to the prophet Jeremiah. "And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal." Isn't it interesting how people will ridicule a preacher for preaching out against the sins that the people are guilty of? But when you go to a football game, you go ahead and paint half your body yellow and your other half of your body, your naked body, mind you, purple. And then you put horns on your head and you act like an absolute fool for the world to see. And for some reason, that's fun. Isn't that what we're seeing in this country today? Absolutely it is. "Furthermore, did you also know, America, that the Middle East, your sworn enemies, both without and within, said, now is the time to attack America, for they have made sports their gods." Did you hear what I said? And again, if you'd like to see that, you can go to Jeremiah 11:13. Take it to the now and parallel to then. Because, folks, there's nothing new under the sun whatsoever. But let's go back to Mr. Kaepernick or Kaepernick, okay? The New York Giants want to make sure Americans are clear that they don't agree with the 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick refusing to stand during the national anthem. I want you to think about that, America. I want you to think about how many men and women fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America only to give us the liberty and freedoms that we have today. And for some reason or another, this Muslim joker, traitor, for a better way of saying it, refuses to stand with all the blood under that banner that we call the American flag to give us the freedom that we have today. And he has the audacity to sit down instead of stand up and show a little respect who fought to give him the freedoms and liberties that he has today. The controversy started when Kaepernick refused to stand for the national anthem during a preseason game, telling the NFL.com, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." Wait a second. Did he just say what I think he just said? I think he did. Hey, Kaepernick. Hey, did you say that? Why don't you say that to my face? Huh? "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." He said, "To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way." He said, "There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder." Hey, Mr. Kaepernick, let's call him Pumpernickel, shall we? Because this is a joke, right? It's not a joke, America. This is how it starts. I mean, you want to talk about some uneducated folks, friends? Here you have it, big time. "I'm not going to stand up," he said, "and show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." Okay, let's start right there, okay? Let's just go to the National Basketball Association. Let's just go to the NBA. Just food for thought. I was thinking about this, and I said, "Lord, how do you want me to show the people this?" And of course, here it comes. Well, if you look at the NBA, did you know that in 2015 alone, it was composed of 74.4% were black players? Only 23.3% were white players, 1.8% Latino players, and 0.2% Asian players. Wait a second, that doesn't line up with what he just said. "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." Wait a second. Are those people that are successful in sports, are they being oppressed? Or did they take the initiative and work to get to the point as to where they're at today? So when you're talking about an oppressed people, you're talking about a people that want to be there, that are okay with where they're at. So don't lay to me or anybody else that works, friend, as to being the responsible party for why people may be oppressed in this country. You are where you want to be in this country, brother from another mother. Furthermore, you don't get on top of a mountain because someone dropped you there. Well, if that's the case as to what he said, "Hey, Mr. Kaepernick, did you just get into the NFL? Are you just an NFL football player because you just sat down on your morals and watched television, drank a bunch of Pepsis and Mountain Dews and ate a bunch of Twinkies? Or did you get up and work your backside off to get to the position that you're in today?" Well, guess what? It works for all of us the exact same way. You are in this country where you want to be. So don't lay it on somebody else as to why they are where they're at. Yeah? A little common sense comes into play. But let's talk about those oppressed people, friends. Again, there's 74.4% that are black players in the NBA alone. They're black. Okay? I want you to listen to this, too. Now, let's go over to the NFL really quick. Did you know that there's 67% of the players in the NFL alone that are black players? Whoa! Wait a second. What's going on here? Wait, you have your statistics a little messed up, don't you? Yep. You've been watching too much CNN. You've been listening to too much Fox News, haven't you? You've been listening to MSNBC. You've been listening to the President of the United States. You, in essence, have been listening to the state-controlled narrative, haven't you? Yep. And that's exactly what you're dealing with concerning this generation, friends. They're fools. They're completely, they're so foolish and debased when it comes to common sense alone that it's almost frightening, friends. I'm not going to stand up to show pride and a flag for a country that oppresses black people. Wait a second. Hey, Mr. Kaepernick, I got to ask you a question. How oppressed are you? I'm just curious. What are you getting paid, dude? Do you know that he gets for one season, this guy that's talking about all these oppressed black people? Did you know that he makes $11.9 million alone? Folks, he's just not giving it to you straight, is he? Oh, let's go to the next point. To me, he said, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. Well, that's admirable, but the fact of the matter is you got your facts mixed up in so many different ways. He said, there are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. Now, listen. In any organization, not everybody is a saint. But what he's doing here is he's referring to the cops just like that of the likes of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the criminal in the White House, President Barack Hussein Obama, the divider in chief. This is where he's getting his information, friends. But when he's talking about statistics and he's aiming his little guns, his little footballs at our police, I have a serious problem with it. Because he might be talking about a very small portion of bad police in the United States of America, but for the most part, they're the good guys. And I stand with them 100%. Now, if they're violating the law like anybody else, they're going to have to pay the consequence. That applies to all of us. But don't take your statistics from the President of the United States, where there's no truth in him, and throw it out there as if it's the truth, when in fact there's no truth in it, or in him in any sense of the word. Hey, folks, blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, you ready for this one, Mr. Kaepernick? 1%. What is he talking about? Blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. Whites killed by police, 3%. And maybe he meant to say that white people in this country are being oppressed. Maybe that's what he meant to say. I think that's probably what he meant to say. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Whites killed by blacks, you ready for this? Whites killed by blacks, 81%. And blacks killed by blacks, 97%. So what is Mr. Kaepernick, what's he talking about? Folks, his facts don't line up with his lies, and guess what? He's in a whole lot of trouble because, America, you knew better. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I would love to hear from somebody on this. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Mr. Kaepernick. Folks, his comments don't line up with the facts whatsoever. He's an idiot, to say the least. He's a traitor to this country. I shared with you during the first segment, Colin Kaepernick converted to Islam before his anti-American stance. Folks, what do you think this is all about? Remember, Islam doesn't submit to the laws of America, friends. If you're looking for those to come into this country and assimilate both from without and within, you're sadly mistaken. It runs antithetical with our constitutional republic and the God that bestowed it upon us, Exodus 18:21. You think this is a game, America? It's not a game. Even in the midst of the game, the Lord is showing you and turning the lights on your enemies. But here we have this guy saying, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people. He's got his statistics completely backwards. He said, to me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. No, he needs to look the right way. He said there's bodies in the streets and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. Well, folks, again, as I just shared with you, it doesn't line up statistically. Let me say it one more time. Blacks killed by whites. This is not a black-white issue, neither, friends. This is what these fools are attempting to use to divide the people. Blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. Okay? This is found, by the way, in the USA crime statistics just in 2015. Whites killed by police, 3%. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Whites killed by black, a whopping 81%. And blacks killed by blacks, 97%. So where is he getting his statistics from? I've already shared with you the likes of Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the race baiters, Barack Hussein Obama, and this administration and the criminals found within. That's where he's getting this from. He said, this is not something that I'm going to run by anybody. I'm not looking for approval. I have to stand up for people that are oppressed. Really? Oh, you, then you see, you're my hero, man. You're my hero. This is where foreign countries come to assimilate from all over the world over the last 200 years. I don't see anybody leaving America to go to the Middle East, friends, do you? If he wants to go help and oppress people, why doesn't he go back to the Middle East where they are oppressed? He said if they took football away, by the way, friends, that's probably what's going to happen here. He said my endorsement's from me. Looks like that's probably what's going to happen. He said I know that I stood up for what is right. Well, we'll see how that fares for you, friend. You're not standing up for the right thing. You're standing down for the wrong thing. Matter of fact, if you go to Dakota Meyer, Medal of Honor recipient, said Colin Kaepernick needs to remember that a lot of men and women bled for the flag he refuses to stand for. And if that doesn't get you to the core, America, I don't know what does. A lot of those men and women were African Americans. No, we're all Americans. I'm tired of that. Mexican American, Asian American, African American. Hey, folks, we're Americans. We're in this together. This great experiment. This great gift that God has bestowed upon us through His Son, Jesus Christ. He said a lot of those men and women were black Americans who fought, bled, and died on the behalf of that flag and those freedoms. Dakota said the flag stands for freedom and has nothing to do with the issues he is trying to portray. Exactly. But if he feels this is something he has to do, he should rock on. Because that's what freedom is all about. Well, he's completely wrong there in so many different ways. We don't have freedom to violate law. Because liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said one of our signers. And this is where, again, speaking to the younger generation, this is where you have it so completely upside down. You don't have the freedom to do what you want to do where it violates moral law. You don't. As a matter of fact, if you want to prove me opposite, then go ahead and drive down the street as fast as you want. When the cop pulls you over, just say, hey, listen, I'm free to do whatever I want to do. He's going to laugh at you right before he throws you in jail, isn't he? Yep. I just seen this from Brian Colfage, Senior Airman Brian Colfage. I want you to listen carefully, friends, to the degree of the offense coming from this new Muslim convert. He was converted to Islam before his anti-American stance. Yet to assault who we are. Senior Airman Brian Colfage said, I lost my legs and arms fighting in the United States military. The same military that I took an oath to defend our nation and flag from enemies foreign and domestic. Next time I hear the national anthem, I'll be sure to stand for both of us since you feel that you have been oppressed. We live in America, the land where no one is truly oppressed in the grand scheme of things. That's right. If you want to see the real meaning of oppressed, I suggest you enlist in the military and travel abroad to the Middle East where you will witness what oppression is. How come nobody's talking about that, friends? Listen carefully. I'm going to pinpoint the oppression. This coming from Senior Airman Brian Colfage. He said, when you go to the Middle East and you want to witness oppression, he said, where women are beaten and killed in honor if they are raped, where six-year-old little girls are forced to marry men in their 60s, he said, but that's just a little taste of what oppression is. Brian said to the likes of Colin, Mr. Kaepernick, he said, you know nothing of what oppression is. Every American has a choice and every opportunity to better their lives. This is America, the greatest country on this planet. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bringing it down. Bring it down, brother. Brother Brian. Well, we are. Speaking of Brian Colfage. How much of this are you going to put up with, America? Oh, hey, by the way, it didn't just start with Mr. Kaepernick here. You do remember Muslim basketball player Dion Waiters. He wouldn't stand for national anthem neither because he's a Muslim. Are you seeing where this is going? This explains to you why, again, the foreign agent in the People's White House, Barack Hussein Obama, that has 47 different Social Security numbers, a false birth certificate, which was to be exposed until they ended up in the water. And we can go down that road for the next hour. We're not going to do that right now. But, folks, this is who these people are following. And furthermore, when you look to the White House, friends, who's leading by example? And believe it or not, you have these foolish individuals that will emulate he who emulates Mao Zedong, he who emulates Joseph Stalin, he who emulates Adolf Hitler, he who emulates Pol Pot, he who emulates their father, the devil, who came to kill, steal, and destroy John 10:10. And by the way, when you look to Barack Hussein Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, that's exactly who he accredited in his book called Rules for Radicals. Just so you know, I'm not embellishing. Just so you know, I'm not adding to or taking away. I'm giving you facts, friends. So why is this happening? I mean, these people are becoming emboldened, are they not? Here, I want to lay this to you. As I shared with you during the first segment, it has been said by foreigners that are attacking you both without and within, and I'm proving the point right now with Mr. Kaepernick, America's sworn enemies have stated that the American people's God has now become sports. So attack, attack, attack. And attacking they are. Hey, sports fans, I got a question for you. What was the score to last week's football game between your favorite teams? Oh, that's right, we're in the preseason. Tell me last year, who won the Super Bowl? And what was the score? Or how about last week's score between your favorite baseball teams? How about that? Next, I ask you, have you been paying attention to the fact that America is under attack on a daily basis by not only this administration? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find out what I'm talking about, both from within and without, as I shared with you a moment ago, through foreign infiltration, corruption, and chaos at every turn. Read Psalm 9:17. Again, friends, we're not talking about a third world country, are we? Nope, we're talking about America. Well, what can your, let me say it this way. What can you answer more accurately? The score from your favorite team's game or the resolve to America's dilemma concerning corruption within? In essence, what I'm saying, friends, is righting the wrongs. What do you know the answer to? You know the answers to all the bad things that are happening. You know the answers to all the bad people that are actually committing the crimes. You know all the answers concerning your sports heroes, but you don't have the answer as to how to make it stop concerning the crimes and giving forth the bad answers by righting the wrongs, do you? No. It shows you how unconverted your heart is, and it shows you what you feed on as well. It shows you what you feed on. I mean, is it not foolish for the American people on a daily basis to continue to magnify the crimes committed against them in the face of tyranny? But that's what you hear all day long. Hey, folks, everything we talk about here, we show you what's wrong, but we always empower you how to right the wrong. I don't know of another radio station that does that, but I'll tell you the Word of God does that every day of my life. The Constitution tells me that which is right and that which is wrong, given reference by the law that God has bestowed upon us. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. The law tells me what the crime is when somebody breaks the law, and it shows me who the criminal is. And the Scripture also tells me in Isaiah 56 that blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times. And it's for us to keep the commandments of God unto judgment concerning those that violate God's law. Because keep in mind, in 1 John, it tells us that Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. When is it time to destroy the works of the devil rather than to let that joker, that deluder, do what he wills as he wills? Because only America, you can answer that. I cannot. We got one more segment coming up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. Hey, sports fans. Oh, I know there's a plethora of you out there. Choose the big game or your freedoms. I shared with you a quote from your enemies. America's sworn enemies have stated that the American people's God has now become sports. So attack, and they are attacking even from the fields. They're attacking you from the fields. Are you going to reject this, or are you going to accept this? That's your call, because I can't do it for you. I know, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord, and we're going to serve the Lord. So, folks, as I was just laying to your candor, because this is great food for thought, is it not foolish for the American people to continue to magnify the crimes committed against them in the face of tyranny? How about dealing with the tyrants? How about dealing with the lawbreakers? How about establishing judgment upon their heads? Because Scripture tells us on Isaiah 26, I believe, verse 9, it tells us when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. That's how you establish righteousness, right? Don't tolerate the crime. So I ask, where are the patriots? Patriot needs to uphold dying laws. Where are the patriots? I'll tell you, many of them, hundreds of thousands of them, are 6 feet under the ground now. Are we living for what they died for, both in the natural and the spiritual? 2 Corinthians 5:15. I mean, folks, again, we hear much from the conservatives and talking heads about patriotism, but how many really know what a patriot is? Again, patriot is defined in Webster's 1828 dictionary as one who loves his country and zealously supports and defends its interests. Why? Because it sees the awful price paid to give it the freedom in which it walks in today. See, that's why preachers today should be preaching the cross of Christ, Christ crucified, but they don't do that. They don't even know what that means. That's why they don't understand the power of God unto salvation. President George Washington coined the definition perfectly when he said, deeds, not words. By the way, we end every show, 1 John 3:18. George Washington got that from Christ. I'm showing you my love by my deeds, not my words. So if we love our country, we will zealously support and defend its interests. It's that simple. As a matter of fact, it was George Washington that was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. But instead of the American people taking responsibility once again for what they have been given, namely a gift called freedom, at such a terrible price through war and bloodshed, they care more about the big game and are content for the most part to be entertained out of your freedoms. What a slap in the face to those who suffered for our freedoms, both again in the natural and in the spiritual. The American people have now become so preoccupied with watching men that have spent thousands of hours and millions of dollars fighting over a pig ball, in tights, might I add, and all the while their freedoms are stolen away right under their noses. In America, you seem to be okay with it. Hey, case in point. Do you realize that if we emptied the stadiums out, we shut down sports, it wouldn't take that long, probably less than inside of a month, friends, to stop abortion, to stop a homosexual agenda, to stop the crimes concerning our representatives? Because when 60,000 people stand up and protest crimes in their government, guess what? Government is going to have to listen, and they're going to have to play the men. And the women. And if not, then again, they're going to have to pay the price, the consequence for violating law, right? But what we see, again, is American priorities are backwards when it comes to the preservation of freedom. Read Isaiah 59, you'll understand. And in the process, they act as if they don't know why their country is being destroyed. I leave you to ponder this question. What's more important, the big game or your freedoms? Now, we have been talking over the last 45 minutes concerning Kaepernick that was recently converted to Islam before his anti-American stance. Okay? And, of course, that's what Muslims do. They don't assimilate. They want to plunder. They want to commit a jihad. And what they're doing in America right now is this administration is illegally bringing these people in. And just think about this traitor on the football field that recently converted to Islam. It within. This is how foolish these people are, but they're traitors to the God that bestowed upon them the goodness that they have. But again, going back to this administration, friends, you need to understand that they're stacking the cards against you by bringing these people in to the point where you can no longer resist. That's what they're doing incrementally, little by little. And again, that's perfect judgment. I read the book of Lamentations yesterday. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Pretty scary place to be, but that's what America's going to. Because she will not listen. She will not repent. I want to go back over to, with the final 5 minutes I have here, concerning Mr. Deion Waiters, the basketball player for the NBA, who decided that he was going to go ahead and sit down. This was back in 2014, friends. He decided he was just going to go ahead and stand down when it was time to stand up and show respect for what's been given. Again, at such a high price, at such an awful price. What has been the behavior of Muslims, America, and Muslim organizations in this country? What have you seen? On the heels of the radical homosexuals who attack everybody and anybody that disagrees with their abominable lifestyles. That's who they're on the heels of. But what has been the behavior of the Muslims and Muslim organizations in this country? To upend, to destroy, to attack. Hey, folks, have they encouraged Muslims to report on that tiny handful of extremists, or have they repeatedly refused to do so? Have Muslim organizations not only care, exhibited a spirit of cooperation, or have they repeatedly urged Muslims not to voluntarily cooperate, but to carefully go through them? And what's more, have encouraged Muslims to report any and all supposed anti-Muslim incidents, just like the homosexuals? All of which are scrupulously investigated, and almost all of which have been found to be baseless or greatly exaggerated, or like that of the homosexuals, speaking of the Muslims' friends, how many times have they been found creating their own crimes? This is what you're tolerating. This is what you are allowing to take the steps to become precedent in this country, to rule the roost. In judgment, Deuteronomy 28, the Lord said, "They'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail. They will be over and you will be under." And if you think for one moment, folks, what's going on in the Middle East isn't what they mean to bring to the United States of America, you've got another thing coming. See, because again, going back to all these illegals coming into the country, and speaking of those within, even traitors like this joker, Kaepernick, this is high treason against who we are, America. It's illegal in this country. There's statute concerning what took place in 1952, where when we found that anybody that means to overthrow the United States of America, obviously that is not going to be tolerated in the United States of America. It's federal code. But America, they're doing this in the light of day now. But isn't it interesting, this administration is doing everything in its power, along with corrupt politicians, because they don't realize that they're on the boat too. They're doing everything in their power to make what it was over in the Middle East right here in your backyard. Now, if what they did and who they served over there was successful, then why do they need to come to America? Because the only thing that you see behind these people leaving those countries is destruction and desolation and crime in every form. And so when they come here, they don't mean to assimilate, they mean to plunder. Just like this Kaepernick. To show disrespect. Because they believe that they're not ruled by our laws. America, how long are you going to allow this administration and others, even on the football field, desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give you what you have? You know, I've shared with you in the past, friends, that World War II, there was not a household in America that did not feel lost. 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to give you what you have today. What are you doing with that freedom? Because again, friends, freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And I'll tell you what we ought to do right now is put our American patriotic boots on and start dealing with these criminals within and without. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And they are flat out spitting on the graves of our veterans, both dead. And they are flat out spitting in the faces of our brothers and sisters that have fought for this great country of ours, honorably. But the question is, what's been the behavior of Muslims? What did you just see with Kaepernick? What did you see with Dion Waiters? Complete disrespect for who we are. Why are they getting paid, and why is this individual getting paid $11.9 million a year from the NFL, all the while paying him to go ahead and do the things that he wants to do? Well, I guess we're going to find out in the days to come as to how honorable the NFL is and how honorable the American people are, because if they don't tolerate it, guess what? They're going to give him the boot rather than the flag the boot. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words, 15:23. See ya!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon.